das Volk kennt immer das Volk. Sag ich, der Kosbuch ist his own way of running the world. Yeah. Okay, weiter. We're up to the second of the five Kalim you need for total dedication to not waste one moment of your life. Yeah? Chap the moment. You're starting to get a sense that each one of these 48 ways is a whole shtick Torah on its own. It's a whole world on its own. You can spend the rest of your life just working on one of these ways. They made whole religions out of one way. If you take one of the ways of the 48 ways, you can make a whole new religion out of it. People did. They took the fourth of the 48 ways and called it psychotherapy. They took the Torah and created a whole meditation, world of meditation, whatever. Each one of the facets of this diamond is so dazzling that people made whole diamonds out of one facet of our diamond. Yeah? The fourth of the 48 ways is Musa. The whole Musa movement is condensed into the fourth of the 48 ways. That's what it is. Yeah? So you're starting to get a sense of the whole of Oida here. For you to take these five steps that we've mentioned and put them into practice and work on them is a lifetime's work. Yeah? It's one word in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak. That's all. Where is it? Alright. Hamshichyus, the law of Sokka's B'nai. So the first thing we said is it's got to be the Kol Rega. Continually focusing on why you're doing it, completely aware, alert, attentive to the fact that you're not wasting time and that you're using your time correctly. This seems to be the same as that one. Law of Sokka's B'nai, without any breaks. I mean, that's what we spoke about earlier. Let's see the Nafka Minas. When you come to achieve a certain goal, you have to do it without any hafsokas, without any interruptions. If you're working on a project and you often get sidetracked, you never finish your project, I have it on good authority that's a very good segula to say that pasuk. That pasuk is a segula for this. For getting the job done. Yeah? That's what the Beit HaMikdash was. The Beit HaMikdash was Eish Tomik took Al HaMizbeach Lo Sichbe. Never ever is allowed to be put out that fire. Adif Lil Moed Shah Achas Beretzifus. It's better to learn 1 hour without breaks. Masheh Shatayim Im Afros Vafsokas. Than to learn 2 hours with breaks. And this is what guys don't understand. I'm telling you now, a lot of guys' problems is this. It's better to learn 3 hours and go work the rest of the day, yeah? And learn 3 hours without breaks, than being koilel the whole day, learning 10 minutes here, 15 minutes here, break here, schmoozing here, whatever. At the end of the day, yeah, I learned 12 hours today. And I'm not talking from theory. I don't know from theory. I see it in practice. MSA last week. You see that very often a guy's learning full day and he's not achieving. Suddenly he starts learning half day, and going and working or whatever. I'm not saying you have to work. I'm not saying it's awesome. I'm not getting political at all. But this is why it's like that. That's the secret. A guy learns 1 hour properly, dedicated hour, 2 hours or whatever, his learning is worth quantifiably compound interest much more than a guy who's learning, but yeah, learning, but there, faffing, going out, whatever. Even if the hours add up to be much more at the end of the day. Different world to govern. Hafsokas b'nayim shovres es retzef hachashiva shelanu. The breaks, breaks the retzef, the continuity. Umagbilois es yochela tefishas hameida shelanu, and it limits our ability to grasp hold of our of the attention of what we're trying to achieve here, the knowledge we're trying to gain. Hey motzias es hakoyach va'otzuma mehalamida. It takes away your koyach and your strength from your learning. Again, kol, if you can do this for 5 minutes, not a bad place to start. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You know yourself well enough, yeah? And you block out all interruptions. No interruptions here, yeah? Zman shebot ye panui mitiedes achayres. When you're completely not available for anything else, yeah? Im tishyashed lilmoid, if you're sitting to learn, v'achach takum l'ftoach es achalot. Now then you go open the window, yeah? Then you go get water. You sit down to learn. Oh, just want to take the window sword. There you go. Just get the air conditioner. You sit in the best bedroom. You can watch this. It's brilliant. Right? Yeah, the guy walks in. I come in. It's like 9:10, waiting to see the best midrash fill up. Doesn't happen for a long time. But yeah, you see the guy comes in. He sits down. He opens up his gemara, whatever. Then he goes out. Yeah, then he goes and he checks the window, then he closes the curtain, then he fixes the mazgan, then he goes and gets another sefer, then he goes and makes a cup of tea. But the time that guy actually sits down to learn can be the whole morning seder. Then you have to close the window now, because you didn't realize the hotel was inside, so you've got to close the window. But you know what I'm talking about, yeah? Second thing, you have to get into your kish, because the first one was that life is a one-off opportunity, don't waste the circuit. Here comes another achlota. I'm sitting down now to learn Hashem Torah for 15 minutes. Bli likfot lamala ulamata, without jumping up and down. I'm going nowhere. 15 minutes, I'm dead. Sounds very easy, no? That's it. 15 minutes, I ain't available for anything. I am now dead. Vemeshach 15 dakot shlemot al tatzor. Shlemot al tatzor. You don't stop. 15 minutes, you learn. Lo amanas lishnayt makom yeshiva, not to change where you're sitting. Lo bishvil lekachet shtiya, not to drink. Lo bishvil shum davar she'eini pekuach nefesh. If it's pekuach nefesh, fine, you pick up the phone and ask a shala. You don't pass the pekuach nefesh shalas on your own, yeah? Which means you never close your gemara without asking a shala. Correct? You don't know that. Closing gemara is a shala pekuach nefesh. What hetter do you have to close a gemara? It's pekuach nefesh. I'm not talking about after Seder. You really after Shabbat, 1 o'clock. I'm going to close my Gemara to go, whatever. Yeah, Mincha, fine. Eat, work, whatever. Yeah, but in the middle of Seder, what hetter do you have to close your Gemara? There's only one hetter called Pekuach Nefesh or Mitzvah She'efsha La'aseh Ve'achedu. So you pass it as a locha for yourself. So how do you ever close your Gemara without picking up the phone and asking a Shabbat? Now, just the sensitivity, it's just a different histaklut, yeah, different perspective on reality. Okay. You can arrange to do this in any place in the yeshiva. Beis midrash, hashchonati in the local shul, your local shul. There's man yaseh b'autobus. You know, you travel 15 minutes, 20 minutes every day to get to the yeshiva. So those 15 minutes, yeah, switch off your phone. Talk, boom, talk. You want to know why you answer the phone? Whatever. Arrange before with her that, these 15 minutes, whatever. By the way, this is just some of very good eights on all things you want to do. Love to ask on this. Whatever you want to achieve. Right? You have a big she'ifa to be a chreis, whatever, I don't know, the most holy person in the world, right? So, you know what? Over a year, you manage to have maybe 2 or 3 minutes of what you're really striving for. Set aside, to do it for the whole year, the whole month, the whole week might be hard, but one day you might be able to do that, right? Have a look and see, how would you like your life to look on a day-to-day basis? Take one day or 1 hour or whatever, and give yourself a taste of what that really feels like. Yeah? Let your wife and kids know, whatever, today you want to be the Masmid Ador, yeah? You want to be like the God Ador, whatever, there's no Mafri, whatever, you want to try just for an hour, from 10 to 11, that's it. You want to get a taste of what it feels like to just... And try to have a taste of it. At least once in your life, you can do it. So, Piyosan Kamari Abazek. No, because it's all share on this. You want the whole light. You want all the light in the world, right? Is a flash of light also light? Have a flash of the light. Yeah, but it's so small compared to what I want. No, take it. You have a guy who loves money, right? Who's more likely to become a billionaire? A guy who wants to become a billionaire, or a guy who just likes money? Who would you say is more likely to become a billionaire? Guy who wants to be a billionaire or guy who loves money? Guy who wants to be a billionaire? No. And I'll prove it to you. Guy who wants to be a billionaire, if you came to him and offered him $5 to mow the lawn, you think he'd do it? No, why not? Because I want to be a billionaire. $5. I'm going to bet for $5. Guy who loves money, will he get out of bed to mow the lawn for $5? Sure. He's likely to become a billionaire, yeah? Because $5 adds up to $5, they have $10 or whatever. The guy who wants something big is never gonna get there, because nothing big is gonna come along. Big things are made up of lots of little things, yeah? You wanna be like the Vilna Goyim? You wanna be a Talmud Chacham like the Vilna Goyim? No, at least chap a molecule of what it must be like to be the Vilna Goyim. Chap a flash of that lightning, a spark of that lightning. So you wanna be a Matmid Otsum with no distractions or whatever, yeah, the whole day? Okay, so yeah, that's my Sha'ifa. I'm not giving up my Sha'ifa. But you're never going to do that because it's just too big. So take 15 minutes of your day and be the Masmina Ador, at least for 15 minutes, get a taste of what it feels like. Next week you might be able to stretch it to 60. You might have to cut back to 10 because you went too far. That's the secret, that's the Yasodia, the very important klal in how to change something that's very hard to change. Take a small little bite of that greatness that you're searching for. Don't live out of that 15 minutes of greatness. We saw that. You can do it while you're waiting in the dentist. Establish yourself a goal. And for the next 15 minutes, focus on that goal and nothing else. You'll see how hard it is. Never try it. What was Tosis' kasha? Yeah? Or what does the Ramba mean here? Yeah? Some kasha in the sugya. Why does Mishnah Brura say this? Why is it? Either Rayon Musri, you could say to yourself like this: Bereva Shah Hakrova, in the next 15 minutes, אני מגדיש את כל מחשבי ישראל למשפחה. איך אני יכול לעזור להם? I'm going to spend the next 15 minutes thinking about a certain family, my own family, whatever. How can I help this family? I'm dedicating the next 15 minutes to working on, I heard about a certain family that's got some problems or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to spend the next 15 minutes just thinking about how I can help this family. That's my goal. Or I'm going to spend about 15 minutes thinking about how I can help my little Yankee learn better. Oh, this kid, what? You don't just do it. How do we go through life? I've got this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. So while I'm doing what I'm doing, yeah, this problem pops in, I agonize it a bit, about push it out, and then you're going to sleep exhausted. No, the violence of time. Within 15 minutes, I'm thinking only about this. What happens is, the other force will come in. So you gently push them out. So hold on a second. You come back a bit later. It's a very big act, so hurry. You have to know this. You have to know this. What happens if you decide you're going to help little Rochela do a Shatnas project, right? The next half an hour, you're going to be working with little Rochela. She's been begging you for 2 weeks already, yeah? To help her with a Shatnas project. And she's got to hand it in tomorrow. And you suddenly realize, oh, I've been promising. Okay, for the next half an hour, that's it. Shut down, we're doing Rochela's Shatnas project, yeah? What starts happening? Little tug. Hold on, but what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Decide, what are you doing? If you decided for the next half an hour you're doing a little Rochela Shatnas project, then all those taggings to do something else is the Yetzirah. And to the Yetzirah you have one very simple answer. Brilliant idea, I'll get back to you in half an hour. Phone me back in half an hour. Don't say no. Rav Dessler says it. Don't say no to your Yetzirah. Tell him, fantastic idea. Just give me 15 minutes. You know why? Because that's what he does to you. Exactly what he does to you. You stop smoking. The Yetzirah wants to get it smoking again. He doesn't come to you and say, have a box of cigarettes. Start smoking again. He says, just have one puff. So do the same with him. Don't say no. Say to him, yeah, you're right. In 15 minutes, I'll get up and go get a coffee. Give me 15 minutes. Come back to me. Come back in 15 minutes. 5 more minutes. Brilliant idea. I love your idea. It's fantastic. Just come back in 15 minutes. Keep delaying him. Don't say no. He's bigger than you. Don't mess with him. Just keep pushing him off. That's what he does to you. After the 15 minutes, celebrate the time that you made. Go celebrate those 15 minutes. Wow, I saved 15 minutes. I used 15 minutes in a very productive way. Because normally that 15 minutes would have gone completely wasted. You watch yourself in the waiting room at the dentist, what do? You walk in, you're not going to look at the magazines, right? Because I can tell you that, the magazines. So you take out your Mishnas, right? Or your Chumash, right? That's what you normally do, yeah? What happens after 3 minutes? You start looking at the magazines, right? 20 minutes at the dentist just went down the drain. So fine, so don't try and learn Mishnas at the dentist room, because you know it's never worked before. Or make up your mind. Then the dentist room, I'm going to learn 2 Mishnas now, that's it. I'm not interested in anything else. And afterwards celebrate it. Or say, you know what, I know me, I'm not going to open the Mishnah. It's too big. But when I spend these 15 minutes thinking about, hey, what? Whatever it is, use the time and a conscious decision to use this time without hafsakot and celebrate when you've done it. מתחילה 15 דקות, אחר כך חצי שעה, ואז שעה שלמה. Start with 50 minutes, you push it to 20 minutes, to half an hour, to an hour. אחר כך תוכל להגיע לשעתיים, you can even get to 2 hours, ואז כדי שגיע לארבע שעות, אתה בדרך נכונה אל האור. Dot, dot, dot.
18
hours. 18 hours, yeah. Get you 4 hours. Can you imagine doing that for 4 hours? That's wild, man. Yeah, there's nothing to go out there. Mama's school. That's really not true. Mama's school. Can you go out? Can you go out? I'm going to reveal now, you're aiming. She's 3 hours. The 59 seconds, the first time, is the first 3 hours and 59 minutes, those are the heating up, the warming up the oven. In the fourth hour, the pot starts boiling. Don't stop now. You spend 4 hours warming up the pot, it's now starting to boil, now you switch off the toilet, it goes bad. The minute you take the pot off the fire, even if you take it off the fire just for a few minutes, you've got to start boiling it all over again. Don't switch off the fire. Fine. So that's the second one. Find 15 minutes of your day to get a real good taste of just being in the moment, doing what I'm doing, nothing else. Do you know how powerful that is to be? So all empowering. Amazing. There were yidden that were so powerful in this that they set aside time to do something that they wouldn't do anything else, even though it meant losing a fortune of money. There's well known stories. I've heard it from people. I mean, you know, they talk about Gedolim, whatever, but I heard from stories of a friend of mine's grandparents had this klal or whatever. There was a yid. Grandfather, one of the same gents that told me this, my son, I can't remember who it was. Their klal was that on Erev Shabbos, 12 o'clock, it's not working. Who was it? Don't work after 12 o'clock Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. School was closed. And one day what happened is 5 to 12, someone comes and he wants to... So the wife comes to the husband and says, he can't do it because when it's after 12, you're going to still be, it's going to work for them to go and come back after Shabbos. No, they can't go back after Shabbos. They're going, whatever, it's finished, it's over, it's lost. It's 12 o'clock after, we don't work. But yeah, but it's a one-off, it's a thing. No, finished. Yeah, but it's panosa for the whole year. No, it's an Israel from a Kosh Baruch Hu, the Yetzer Hara, a Gubah. And that's how they live their lives. We're kind of wishy-washy about our principles, you know. I don't work after 12 o'clock on Erev Shabbos. But this one time, Bavada, yeah, of course, except... Yeah, so we're not jellyfish, you know. We're not. Understand, Panasa comes from a Kosh Baruch Hu. You made it with a Kosh Baruch Hu, you're not working after 12 o'clock. So Kosh Baruch Hu is playing games with you. It's an insane. Don't get blown out. Don't get blown out. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. The same with davening. Why is it that somebody who fixes a place for davening, so Avraham Avinu schleps him out of Gehenna? Yeah, it's a very big thing, you know, Mokum Kavur for Tfilah. Who was the opposite of Mokum Kavur for Tfilah? It was Bila. Bila wants to bless Klal Yisrael, you know? So what does he do? He goes to the one mountain, doesn't work. So what does he do? He goes to another mountain. He goes to Bila, what's he doing? He's running around trying to find a better mountain. He didn't stop to think maybe there's something wrong with him. He davens in a certain place in a certain shul, right? He davens not what it is. It must be because the gaba is a bad guy, so he goes to another shul. There he finds a problem with the rov, another shul he finds a problem with the shtender, another problem. He's always running around trying to find another minion, yeah? Because he never stops to think, what about me? Kviut, stop! Work here, this is where you daven, this is where you daven. Kviut, find the time and the place. Ikviut, bretem le tochnit kavua. Stick to a fixed tochnit. How are we doing on time there, Mr. Timekeeper?
Yeah.
57. Okay, 2 minutes. So it's a start, ikviut. Vishvila tzlich ve'emet likanes li'iluch. In order to really, really get into gear, as a chayav limtzor, it's a ketzev hamatim. You have to find the appropriate I just want to say ketzif.
Rhythm.
You gotta get into rhythm. Haguf ha'anushi oiv tavniot. Afilu ha'meshimot ha'markiot v'yoyse ha'fechus l'shiros k'shehen na'asos v'mizgeres k'vur u'muchreches. Even the the most transient activities. You tell me out, Aaron, if I'm missing the point. Eh? There's a lot of modern Hebrew here that I'm not too much of a bookie on. Hanani, help us. Klima. Okay, yeah, there's a klima, yeah. Asiyas oisa pilot, ba'isa makam, ba'isa manu, ba'isa oifin. Kol aniten, ba'ifin sovir. Try and do whatever you're doing in the same time, in the same place, every day. You have a Mishnah Seder. Right, you decide you're going to learn two Mishnahs a day, yeah? You want to go through Shas Mishnayos in 6 years, whatever, you're going to learn two Mishnahs a day. So when do you do it? Well, some days, whatever, I manage to chop one before Shachri, sometimes I do it after Maariv, but no. If you want to make it work, same time, same place, every day. Sometimes not possible, you travel, okay, fine, but be flexible, shukana. But try as much as possible, morning Seder is morning Seder, afternoon Seder is afternoon Seder, between Mincha and Maariv is Mincha and Maariv. Don't just, whatever happens to come up today, you do and you fit it in, you squeeze it in. You lose your rhythm, you lose your, you've got to try and do the same thing every day. There's 15 minutes, for example, that you're going to set aside in number two that we just did. Try and do it at the same place and the same time every day. It's powerful. Okay, we'll see. See how the Torah sets it up. You wake up in the morning, you say, Modani. You do this, you do everything. I want to say Modani a bit late in the afternoon when I'm a bit more awake, you know. No, that's what you need to do. Okay, so we continue.
Maybe you still have these.